there is a certain thesis that it can see now. When it's now, stumble it, Rabbi Yisi, Pirashach, that has to do with the Gemara further. But, take Pirashach, and the Gemara Hochet, Tvei, when you make Rabbi Yisi, and the Gemara Rabbi Shai, the Lio, Mashma, the Kula Osek, Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Kula Yure, the Lai, the Mahi Shai, the Mishtak, the Zeike, the Lipovic, Rabbi Yisi, the Lio, the Tzolach, the Lio, the Lio, the Mastis, the Lio, have an Ami Gira, the Lai, the Miyak, the Seine, the Hakein, the Lio, the Neya, the Hadak, the Ramban himself says that this is not Mazik, because this is only an Indian of Minayate Mibolo. Minayate Mibolo. It's not Mazi. It's Minia Sarebach. It's like Minia Sarebach. Minia Sarebach is not Mazi. So, but from this basis it's Mashma that even Minia Sadakshi is considered a Mazi in Achotas Mizot. Of course, it couldn't be considered a Mazi in Molokami. I mean, that it's inconceivable that, let's say, suppose Shimon has a case here, and then Reuven sets up the case 2 hours away, and as a result of the Minia Sadavshe, so ultimately Shimon's case of fault collapses because of Minia Sadavshe. So cases will also be made that Shimon cannot call Reuven to recover and demand damages after all. I sustained the loss. My case will collapse as a result of the fact that you did not accommodate me with 4 amis space that would be stepped upon. So it certainly couldn't, even according to cases, it could not be considered a magical coming, because that's like Miriya Solemach. It's not. It's even less than Miriya Solemach, I would say. Because after all, what does he do? He doesn't do anything. He just refrains from doing something that will promote that. But according to Tesis, it comes within the magic of Achokes Nizoki. In view of the fact that in the magic of Achokes Nizoki, in the magic of Bobobasra, of Niyaki, so certain things that are not considered the magic of Bobobasra, like a Yochelisha in Kola, that was a nuisance. So this is also considered a magic of Achotz Kizot. And not only is considered the magic of Achotz Kizot, it's even considered Yira Dele. That's a big chilesh. But many of the Shem say that there is no schus of that day, unless he is a Likiyah Dele. Alright, now this is, oh, so, Elo Marobe, Hochel Kone. Mi show your case like some of the case of Havere, the Hochel Kavam is in Nochal, who is not like case Lacher, Elo in Kenir, Rikim and Daladames, my kindly deduction, the Hochel Malgos. As a matter of fact, I once mentioned in Ashkofish here, I once mentioned as the Pshat, that was in Rikai Zel Shein Roh. So we say, Vinafshi Lakoyu Kiopati. So we shouldn't think that this prayer of the Nakshi Lakeru Kofatiye is expressive, is Haskishon expressive of the hypocritical, you know, theological Christian doctrine that if somebody slaps you on one cheek, you have to present the other cheek. I mean, it seems on the surface, it seems to be expressive of the same kind of doctrine, the Nakshi Lakeru Kofatiye, in other words, that the Jew is aspiring towards being stepped upon by everybody. Chas v'sholem, I mean, that would be repugnant to the Hashkofa Simon of Yavos. But what's the pshat of the Nafshi Lakim Jofati? That's based upon the concept of Daksh. In other words, we see that in order that the foundation of a Ketzer should be sturdy and should not collapse, So a piece of land of Dalet Ames must be stepped upon, and the stepping upon like a piece of land is capable of toughening up the foundation so that the Ketzer will never collapse. Now, unfortunately, Jews throughout the generation in Goles, so they are being harassed and persecuted by the same Israel so much, and sometimes by their fellow Jews too. So mainly it will be impossible for a Jew, you know, to endure all the trouble and all the embarrassment and all the humiliation. And there is a limit to the patience and to the suffering. So how were Jews able to bear all this harassment and all the humiliation that was meted out against them by Saint Israel and many times by their own fellow Jews? How is it possible? So the Jew was power to Hakadosh Baruch Hu that nafshi lakoyim kofati, that the humiliation that is meted out by the Saint Israel and sometimes even by fellow Jews should not frustrate the Jew and discourage him, and so that he'll have to collapse. But the more they step upon the Jew, the more firm he should become, and he should be able to bear all the sufferings. So that's the pshat in nafshi l'akayim kofati. Just as the offer becomes more firm and sturdy as a result of people, of pedestrians stepping upon it, so all the humiliation that is meted out against the Jews should fulfill a constructive purpose, should make the spirit of the Jew strong and sturdy, and that he should not allow himself to become frustrated and to make compromises with the same Islam. This is the kind of feeling that Menachem Begin has to say three times a day. B'nafshi l'akoyim kofati, with all the stepping upon him by President Carter and by all the people and by his own fellow Jews, so he should become more firm and sturdy. Now this is the Gilsay of Russian cases. However, the Ramban, and that's really the sheet of Rabbi Goyen, he is another Gilsay. Elo Marobi, Hoyo, Elo Marobi, Hochekma, Misho Hoyo Kenisle, some of the Basil Havele, Biroche Kava Amis, not Biroche Kava Amis, but Bikori, Bikiru Kava Amis, not Biroche Kava Amis, but Bikiru Kava Amis, within the Lamas, instead of the Rohe Kavanis, Bikori Kavanis, so Bikori Kavanis, and they're not Gilis Vinova, Lo Yismach Lekislach. So Tushinui, in Rabbi Goyen's Gilsi, and that's a Ramban's Pshat. First of all, instead of Rohe, they are Gilis Korei, and they're not Gilis Vinova. Hoi Rebam, Mi Shoi Lekislach, Somo Lekislach Averi, Bikori Kavanis, Lo Yismach Lekislach, Elo, you came. Here he came in the Dalladamis. My time, the Dab should be Hoche, Milo Yosom. So, what does it mean? It means like this, according to Ramad Pshat, and that's really the Pshat of Rabbi Goyen. The Rinigash mentions the Pshat and they reject it, but it's really the Pshat in the Gears of Rabbi Goyen. So, in other words, me show your case, like some of the case, Habib. Shimei was the first one to set up the case. And then Hubei set up a case of Kome Daladamas. Not Daladamas away from this, but 3 hours away. Two hours away from this case. How was he allowed to do it? In Hanami. Ramban says he was not allowed to do it. Ordinarily. But he did it with the consent of Shimei. So Shimei consented that Hubei should set up a case 3 hours away, not 1 hour. So there is no problem with the erection of the kid cell at the very outset, because it was Birshus Shimon. Then he wants to set up another kid cell. He wants to set up another kid cell. This kid cell was 3 hours. Now he wants to set up another kid cell. Also 3 hours from this kid cell. So Shimon can stop. Shimei can stop it. And Shimei says, you want to set up another case cell? Fine. But move away 4 hours from this case. Here. Why? But why couldn't Ruben say to Shimei, you allowed me to set up a case cell here 3 hours from this case cell. So you already waived your right of restraining So now you cannot retract. So Reuven cannot say that to Shimon, because Shimon can say to him, do you know why I consented that you should put out this Kesel, the first Kesel, only the honest way? Because, Yochanan, I originally had the right to insist that you should put out the Kesel only here, not here. But I didn't mind so much that you put out the Kesel here. Why? Because as long as this Kesel was here, so you had pedestrians stepping in this space of the Yamas, and then a number of pedestrians were stepping here, behind this Kesel. So together with the Dakshay, with the stepping behind this Kesel, so I felt that it gave me Malkum of Dakshay. Mashenkin, now that you want to set up another Kesel 3 hours away, so I will not have the benefit of the Dakshay of 3 hours here and 4 hours behind this Kesel. So anyway, I don't want them. But Rambam points out so now the Remigash mentions that Shite. The Remigash mentions that Shite, and the Remigash rejects it. That chapter, he says, because if that is true, so when the Gemara had the Kashi become a Chesomi, so the Gemara could have said, that in Aram, this Mishnah has reference to the case, because the other one was Sheisek. So Mimele, he had the right to set it up. No, the answer is at the very outset, he doesn't have to be to remain silent. He can restrain it. So in other words, because at the very outset, Shimon could say, I don't want to rely on the Dakshe behind the Kesel. I want to have uninterrupted battle, Dakshe, over an area of Daladans. Now, if you set up the Kesel 3 hours away from my Kesel, so too, there will be Dakshe supplied behind this Kesel, but the Dakshe over 3 hours here, coupled with the Dakshe behind the Kesel, will not be as good as the uninterrupted Dakshe of ours. So at the very outset, so he couldn't do it. But if at the very outset, so now at the very outset, Shimon could stop Reuven from setting up the Kesel 3 hours from his Kesel, from Shimon's Kesel, even though Shimon would be able to have the Dakshe of 3 hours here and then an unlimited Dakshe behind the Kesel, because that will not be as good as an uninterrupted Dakshe of the continuous piece of the Dalai. But, so at the very outset, Shimon could stop Reuven from setting up the Kesel, let's say, just 3 hours away. But, in the case where he did consent to Reuven setting up one Kesel only 3 hours away, and then Reuven wants to set up another Kesel, then he can demand that the other Kesel should be moved away at least 4 hours from the first case. This is how he explained it. Now, the Rambam, Elo Marom, Horekom, Misho Yo Kesli, Somokom Kesli Kavere, Biroche Kalba Ames, Misho Yo Kesli Somokom Kavere, Bikore Barba Ames, Bikore Ames, Lo Yismech Le Kesli, and it wasn't Nova, Lo Yismech Le Kesli, Elohim can hear the command of Daladamas. My time is Dafshe de Hochem by Eloso. So now the expression Dafshe de Hochem by Eloso is very appropriate. According to Rashi, so it's a strange expression. Why Dafshe de Hochem by Eloso? My time is Dafshe. Why Dafshe de Hochem by Eloso? That's one of the kashes. by the Ramban against Rashi. But according to the Ramban's pshat, it's okay, because we have to say, because let's say, Reuven will say, after all, you consented already. At the very outset, when you allowed me, when you gave me the shoes to set up the gates only 300 from your case. So you can change your mind, you can be crazier. So Shimon can say to him, so no, at that time I consented because I lied, even though I did not have to consent. I could have stopped you from doing it. But I consented because I lied on the dafshe that is behind this case. But now if you want to set up a case here, so I won't be able to rely on the dafshe behind the first case. That's why the Gemara says, my time to the dafshe, the hoche my laws. Now, so that's the second issue. Now then the Rebbe Gashlus is a pshat. Very briefly, but the Yad Haman elaborates on that, and then he mentions another pshat. Also, he is not, so the Yad Ramas, you see, Rashi's Girsi is, In other words, Biroche Kaba, Hoche Ketore, me show your case to someone in case of Havere. Biroche Kaba means, Lo Yismich Lei Binofal, they're not Geris, the Yad Rama, and the Rebidash. Lo Yismich Lei Kislacher, Elohim King Yichit Mimenu Dala Dames. My time is Dab Shido Hoche Malosom. So what they say is as follows. In other words, Shimon had a case later. Shimon had a case later. And then, Rubei, set up a case cell here, exactly Daladamas away from Rubin's case, from Shimon's case. Rubin set up a case cell here, exactly Daladamas away, Daladamas Mitzvotzonis, from Shimon's case. So, that he had the right, couldn't be stuck in that, because he did move away Daladamas. Now, a year later, Reuven decides to set up another case behind this case. Another case. And he wants to set up the other case only 3 hours away from this case. So, Shimon can stop. Shimon can stop. Now, why should he stop him? After all, when the first case was set up, so Rubei moved away Daladamas. What else? He's not required to move away more than Daladamas. So the answer is, the Yad Rama says, that actually, in order to maintain sufficient strength for the foundation of Shimon's case cell, there must be dafshe over an area of 8 hours. But it's not necessary that the dafshe should be realized on a continuous piece of land of every times. In other words, so as long as there was no other case cell here behind this case cell, so it was good enough. Why? This case cell was Shimon's case cell. And this case cell is Daladamas away from this case cell. In other words, from here to here is Daladamas. So not the Daladamas dafshe stepping is sufficient to maintain the proper strength for the foundation of Shimon's case cell. Actually, in order to maintain the proper strength for the foundation of Shimon's case cell, there must be stepping and treading by pedestrians over an area of 8 hours. But it doesn't have to be, the stepping does not have to be realized on an uninterrupted and continuous piece of land of 8 hours. So, as long as there was no other case cell behind this case cell, so it was alright. Because first of all, there was dafshe of Daladamas here, and then another dafshe of Daladamas over here. But It wasn't, the eight times was not continuous. But now that he wants to set up, okay, so here, three ames, so then, Shimon will not be a dabshe of two daladames, two continuous daladames. So the melee, so the foundation of Shimon's Kesel, as a result, will become weakened. So that's what he says. Elomar, that's the Rimikas Pshat and the Yagramas Pshat. Elomar, Hochekton, Nisho Yo Kesel, Sogu, we Kesel Havei Lehi, Bihochek Avamit, Bihochek Avamit, and his Nakeris, Vinopa, Luis Mechloi Kesel Ache, Elohim came here, keep me men of Dalgas. So that's already a third Pshat. Now the Rambam has a fourth Pshat. Now let's see what's wrong.
Way
Now, if Reuven will be allowed to set up a council here, so we form it then. So, how far can we go? What the potential is? We can go only as far as this. So the melee, he is mechuyev to move away from here, Daladames, so that, now let's say, from here to here is Daladames. So now the pedestrians will be able to pass freely, even the Yam. In other words, so he has to move away Daladames in order to enable the pedestrians to have a modicum of space in which to walk, if he just moves away to Amis. So they will not have a modicum of space in which to walk. So he has to move way down. Now, so that's the fourth shot. So that's the fourth shot. Ruben should locate me somewhere with case of shame. Kimin gam, who come in once. Who bore Ruben last case of shame, he can get case of shame. Actually, Yase has reached a case of Kimin base. In other words, if wants to then, it will be like a base. So, how is she back? Appears to be on the surface to be very strong kasha. So if we, in other words, Daniel Shemini, they say that the other kaser were just opposite. But according to the Rambam, the kaser, the first kaser that Rubin set up was just perpendicular. So in the middle, so how did the Gemara ask the Kamech HaSomech, how was he able to erect the first case? What kind of a kasha is it? The first case did not have stroke and he walking by pedestrians because they were still able to walk diagonally that way. So why did the Gemara ask the Kamech HaSomech? So the Magen Mishneh gives a very simple terence. Enoch and Ahmed, the Makshi didn't know that the Mishneh is reference to such a situation. And the Makshin thought that when the Mishnah says, Mishon Kesel Sokho Kesel Chavere and Yisra Kesel Acher, Kedirin Aramis, that the Mishnah has reference to this kind of a case. There was Shimon had a case here, and then Reuven set up the first case here, so within the Ladanis. So the Makshness, how was he able to set up the first case? So now the Gemara gives the Teretz. So the more in the terrace, the more in the terrace, hold everything. Me show your case to some of the case of Kabeire. And he's not given the Rochet Abam is not. So in other words, that the Mishnah has reference to such a case. So, but the Makshin thought that the Mishnah has reference to this kind of a case. That's why the one is. Wait the cushion. The Mikori ki akshino and becoming a son of a zel right up. The case of Rubin Royal can become the case of Shin. And we can make the mamish. Val zero your maxim is some who become the Adamis. The tyrants, the tyrants. So a hoyo can become the hand in that sad. Or if you have hooked all the song cave is a portion of the shitesu. Right now. Mikomoki, she is a heiress. Never will be perish a mission like more. The yesh maxim. והמן השתבית רובי נשימים באחות הזו הוא פירושי שהמישני דווקא בנקיח מן המלך דיבסטום ונשתבנו לאברה מזכר כחוץ לקיס ולדף שחביל על נקיח מן המלך צור מהר כאברה מז כשכרו נשתבנו אף So we have four pshoti and four gesoids because according to Rashi and Tisvis the Gilsi is the way it appears in our text. Mishori Kisri Solot Yitzhavir, the Rochek Abraham is enough. According to the Rabbi Goyen in the Ramban, the Gilsi is Mishori Kisri Solot Yitzhavir, because of Abraham is, and the Nofal is not yet. According to the Rinigash, second Psha, and the Yad Ramah, the Gilsi is Mishori Kisri Somuch l'keitzel chaviri b'roche kabalis, en adir is noch. And then a court to Rambam, hochek tolle, misho l'keitzle, somuch l'keitzel chaviri, lo yismach l'keitzel achi, el lo yin kenir, v'kimem la odames, my time in the dafshi b'roche malos. So you have four gesoyes and four pshot. Now, then the Rambam says, v'amed v'o amurim l'keitzel gino, or if you can't do it, you can't do it. That's the Gemara. Abu, you are in Shono, or in Schasko. Uwe, you can end the way I hope you will. We have, then the Rambam mentions, another Aloch, Echidosh. We have, in Lohoi, or in the case of Shime, Shebeine, Kinegne, Arba Ameit, in Malach, Abba Pishe, Nemeya, Horegel, Lohalech, שהקיצר שהוא פוחס מעל בעמיס עם צורך לדבור. נאו, אומר אברום סבור יופי, you see, and the פשט of the Rambam, that the first קיצר was perpendicular to Shimon's קיצר, and now we've been wants to set up another קיצר parallel to Shimon's קיצר. So he's chilek, he says, from the Gemara, no, it's not much better. But on this chidesh, this thing, the Rambam says, it is warrior. I mean, some say, some mention it in the name of the Limigash, but the Limigash doesn't say it in our Hebrew Limigash. But some say it in the name of the Limigash, and the Rambam says it, and the Rambam agrees with it. So in other words, so that's another Chiddush, which is certainly not unreasonable. See, the Rambam says warrior. He says only if the length, if the era hakeisa of Shimon is Arba Amis long. Sorry. But if it isn't Arba Amis long, then it doesn't require a Dachshi or a Dalai Damas here. In other words, if it's in long Kaisel, so then in order to maintain its required strength and sturdiness, so it has to have a Dachshi over an area of Dalai Lamas. But suppose the whole area of Hakeitzel is 3 Amis, then it doesn't require a Dachshi of Dalai Lamas. V'chein lohoyo be'er Hakeitzel Shimen, she'bein l'kinegit, 4 Amis, eini malchik, af al pi shel mi aleinu al Hashem, she'akeitzel, she'u pochins, me'4 Amis, in tzorech izgoz. That's it. An additional point, I mean, and this has nothing to do with the Rambam Pshat and Gemara. Let's say, Rashi and Tosfos, they have a different yoseh, but they could agree with this thing. I mean, it has nothing to do, it's an additional point. And you see, the Raibet is chilek on the Raibet and the Rambam's Pshat and Gemara. But on this thing, he agrees, he says, it's his royal. But the Gemara doesn't mention it. The Gemara doesn't mention it. Right. Now, Omar Ove, Omar Ove. Lo yishonu elo keisel gino avo keisel chotzer in bolis meich sein meich. So only keisel gino, a keisel gino. Now let's see the Rashi. Elo keisel gino mitech shido shenisom bifnim tzrichen dishem bachutz, because in garden, you know, people don't step, they don't walk there, there is very little walking. So if, let's say, Ruben wants to set up a case of Gino, and behind this case cell is a Gino, so there is no real walking here. So mainly there must be, all the walking must be provided here, because behind the case cell, so there's a Gino, you have all kinds of vegetables growing here. So mele, so if you don't provide space for dakshi right here, so there will not be any dakshi realized. Mashenke, if behind this case is a chotzer, so mele, there will be a lot of dakshi behind this wall, in back of this wall. So mele, it's not necessary to resort to the dakshi in front of the wall. Aber die Chotzer im Bolis versinkt. Rabbi Shein, er hat Kiesel Gimel, er hat Kiesel Chotzer im Bolis versinkt. In other words, because the Dafshe behind the wall is not enough. in order to maintain the required strength in the foundation of the cage cell, there must be walking here, there must be walking here. Omar, Omar, Rabbi Yisrael Hamin Eveloi Pliye, Obir Yishono, Obir Hadosho. So, Yichadosh is time to be sure of this, who holds a Tzrichadavshe, if it's an old city, and there has been already a lot of walking here too, and there still remain in the future walking behind the Kaysel, so then it's not necessary. But in case of Chotzer, Vashem came, it's a Yir Chadosh, so then, even though there will be Dabshe stepping behind the Kaysel, but it's necessary to have the Dabshe in front of the Kaysel. Now, Achalini is being my way, no matter being connected to Alba Amenit. Vitonalo, what's the purpose? Mil Milo can actually yot its fear. So it has to be raised, Daldamis, in order that the Shochim should not be able to get on top of the gate cell and to look down. So he has to lower it, let's say, from the Halayis. In other words, if Shimon, so let's say, has the Halayis here, and Ruvei should raise it, Daladam is above the Halayis of Shimon. Otherwise, if it's not Daladam is above the Halayis of Shimon, so Ruvei will be able to stand on top of the case and look down and look through the Halayis. And if he wants to make it very low, so it has to be Daladam is lower than the Halayis of Ruvei, because otherwise he'll be able to stand on the top of the case and peep up and look up. So, that's the only reason as to why he has to move away the Kesa from Shimon's Kesel, from Shimon's Chalais, Galadanis. But if not for the time of the appeal, he wouldn't have to move away his Kesel from Shimon's Kesel, Galadanis. But he should be required to move away from Shimon's Kesel, Galadanis, because of Dabshe. Time shall yapa from Dabshe. So he always says, Ochem Mayaskinon, ביבו מן הצער שהקיסל האחרי מהלך לערך קיסל רישי אל מהצער ביבו אם זה ממזרח ומיירוב זה בו מצוף מודורת ורישוב יקר ולחלי ומאבו דהוכל וקד ורישוב יקר ולחלי ומאבו דהוכל ומאבי דהוכל רקל למייחה של דאפשה דאותו נמרד when the Mishnah says that the Halenis he has to move away. Bein Yomayro, Bein Yomaton, if he builds a cage cell near the Halenis of the neighbor, so he has to move away the Galadames. So the Mishnah has reference to a case where he wants to build the cage cell adjacent, perpendicular to the Halenis and the cage cell of Shimon. I mean, in the same way, this is similar to the explanation given by the Rambam and the deal of Dash. So now what? So he has to move away. Daladam is this case now. So if it's not, why? Because of Shoyapi. But otherwise, he wouldn't have to move away. וחמו אומר רבי אבי, חמו דאשם בנדח לפני דרב, כמרי ריחב חרם. זו וחמו כשו יעבו את הרב פרייסד, הוא יום שיעור, because the price doesn't mention any shit, the mission mentions the shit of the house. The price says, we don't know, we don't know if it's a good thing, we don't know if it's a good thing, we don't know if it's a good thing. It doesn't say, the price doesn't say, we don't know if it's a good thing. The mission mentions, but the price doesn't mention the good thing. So the chamo, kimoi, rechav chale, vali meitzitz, so he will be, he'll still be able to, if he just moves away, kimrei reichat chalein, so he'll be able to look in. So the Gemara says, b'madras keisel, when he makes the keisel, he makes slant. So the male will not be able to stand on it, because it's b'shipua, it's in slant. It's not flat. V'anam, Nan Abames, like the price doesn't say Abames, but the Mishnah mentions Abames, Loikashi, Kambi Huachachas, Kambi Shtevos. Now let's see the Rashi. Madras Kesley is a Rishi is a Madras, Mashi Kushapu is a Rachale, Achim Rolu Lamu Lamu Rishono, Mishne Uchesh Nikson, Zekin Mitzer, Shin Tida Rachale. So in other words, so if he just puts up a Kesel, just on one side, perpendicular, to the case of Shimon, so then he doesn't have to move away the Adamas, but just in the way of Chalei. But if he wants to put up two cases perpendicular to Shimon's case, then he has to move away the Adamas. Shteik solim zekin egetzer, mishnei tzidei Chalei. Tosh, vesa case min ha-maschilo the Adamas, kidei, shizei kei vesa surom, Taime Mishum Sulom Abu Mishum Tapshem Oi. So it says in the next mission, as a matter of fact, we can even go over the next mission. Machikin es asulom in Hashemper Abameit Kidei Shemitik Beitzan Miyo. In other words, Im Yeshua Zesheva Chatzir Somach. We can sell Shemishia Chatzirahs. There are two Chatzirahs, Reuven and Shimon. So Shimon has his chotzer here, and Reuven has his chotzer here. And then there is a keiser between Shimon's chotzer, Shimon's grounds, and Reuven's grounds. So, and if Shimon wants to put up a ladder near the keiser, here is Shimon's grounds, here is Reuven's grounds. And Shimon is interested in putting up a keiser near the keiser. So the chaveri bola hamid sulam b'chatzera yitzla keiser yachtekenu min hashevech arba hamid. Why? In other words, suppose Reuven has a coat of birds, a bird nest where he keeps birds right here, and then here is the keiser, and there is very close to the keiser, so Reuven has a nest of birds, a sheva of birds. Now, if Shimon will set up the keiser mamish within Dalet Ames, if Shimon will set up the ladder against the keiser, will set up, let's say, the ladder against the keiser, suppose there is a sheva here. Of birds. Now, if he will not move away Dalet Ames from this Shever, so then a weasel might get up on the rungs of the ladder, and then sees the Shever, the birds. possibility of the weasel getting up on the left top, on the top rung of the ladder, then it will be in the position to jump, to make one leap from the top rung of the ladder and into the shade ladder and eat up one of the birds. So mainly he has to move away Daladamis from the sheep. So then the weasel will not be able to make such a leap from here to here. From here to here, yes, but not from here to here. That's the mission. So Machikin Nasim Sun Nashel Rabame, Kiyotik Sanio, Vesakeso Namas Kivo, Daladamis, Kidei Shizeke Pesasuron. In other words, suppose there are two neighbors, and let's say, and Reuven has, let's say Shimon here has a house, and on top of the house there is a roof, and then from the roof there comes out a gutter, from which all the rainwater drips down. Let's say this is the house. This is the house of Shimon, and that's the roof, and then there is a gutter that is attached to the roof of that building of Shimon. So the halacha is that if Reuven wants to set up a keisel, so he has to move away from the gutter, daladamis. He cannot put a keisel. Reuven cannot put a keisel to Amos away from the gutter, because if he puts up the keisel 2 amos away from the gutter, so then Shimon will not have enough space to set up the ladder, because the gutter requires from time to time some repair work, some melee. How can you get up to the gutter and repair the gutter? Only if he sets up the ladder, and the ladder has to be set up in a lasting, in its length. So if Reuven will set up a keisel like here, there won't be enough space to set up the ladder, be'alachsi. But if he moves away the ladamis, so then there will be enough space to set up the ladder against the gutter. So that also comes within Achokas Lizor. So there's a keisel in the masculine the ladamis, kidishi zeke v'sasulom. Take that wrong. Now, Toshma, it's a case of not a school of damage. He is taking that wrong. So the only reason is why he is mechuyev to move away from that case. I mean, after all, where do you have the car? The car you have on top of the roof. So, I mean, you can't have the roof without the case. So, the only reason is why Reuven has to move away down damage from that case. That has the car is because he should be able, because Shimon should be able to set up a ladder against the gutter, but otherwise not. But because of that shape, Reuven should be required to move away the ladder from the case of Shimon. Time Mishim Sulon, Avu Shlav Shel Hoy, Ochem Maskino, Bimas Chilo Mishim Paz, Mishim Tavshe, Hokozu Viose Tuse. Here we are dealing with the case where the gutter comes down. Let's say this is the gutter that comes down from the case of Shimon. So, if not for the fact that by setting up a case cell, so in other words, so because of the gutter, and in order to accommodate Shimon, so that Shimon will be able to set up a ladder against the gutter, will be able to repair the gutter when necessary, so he has to move away daladamis from here, from the end of the gutter, let's say. But if not for the fact that he needs daladamis in order to be able, Shimon needs daladamis in order to be able to set up in a slanting way a ladder against the gutter, so he wouldn't have to move away after here, daladamis from here, he could just move away the keisel, daladamis from here. And as far as Dafshi is concerned, after all, the gutter is very high, so the mainland people would be able to go beneath the gutter that protrudes, that overhangs. that overhangs. So he says, Achamaskinov, we must give on Mushim Pass. Dimishim Dapshe, Okamosu Tulse. So, let's say, so there is a space of Daladamis for people to walk here beneath the God. Why should we have to move away Daladamis from this point? Only because of the Maschimo. Right. Maschimo Utina Godu, Kein Kanal Shalom, Umunahas Leira Hakesa Lakesa, Umea Gab Zogu Seho. Vihi mikal chosom loretz, vimeirach keitzel mahalech ot mechotz haveirei, umaschiro ot zoyer zel ahad imenu, im bo mitnis keitzel mitzila abahamitz, al pni okti, shizei kipshom sumem bishipua, laal izboi, uisaki maschiro se, ina keitzel mofo, utzreira nisanei kinin bo, umahak mitzilua hamayu, vimaschiro mishipaz, shetikras agad, mishipaz vietzit, ulhau ina keitzel, uiseich, We say that the real Kahila, which is given so long, though you talk with Israel in Russia, the English would have shared, who also was it to say, Tahasa Shit. All right, now let's see the thesis. Thesis of things of that. We can make a song in here. Salk and I come in all the islands, the Mashma Washi, the Ktome, the Shuri case, the Sopo, the case of Havere, we shall have you the oil, Habo, this may, as least not a מי שאוהב הוא קייס לי סומך וקייס לך ואירי וכו ופוריך וקייס לך תואמר ולוי בו ואין תאימה ורוב ויום אבר ישביר ועושו נשמח ועושו נשמח כמה איך סומך so takes us as the cash according to Rob who says at the beginning of the second pair that the first man is not allowed to be saying איך so the question is how was she been allowed to sit on the case? The Gemara is the Kasha coming for somewhere, so the Gemara's Kasha was, how was she been allowed to sit on the first case? But here, Kasha says, but what about Shimon? The Gemara only concerned itself with the right of whom to sit on the first case. But what about Shimon? Shimon was not even discussed. But one of the things there is a source of davshe. If there is a source of davshe, so we may lay according to Rabbi. So the first one, even though there is no nizikas yet, as long as there is a possibility that in the future there will be a nizik, so the male is not allowed. So how was Shimon able to set up a case for here near the border? But after all, Shime, Ruvain might decide to put up a case for any day. And then he will be harmed by virtue of the fact that Shime set up a case on the other border. Vafi, we finish on the town, we must come and show you all the Kule Lismich, we bar Mubeya, because according to Rabbi Tams, according to Rabbi Tams, Gilson, So the Gemara, Kamitamis Geres, the Sugi of Chal. So Kamitamis Geres, Elomarabi, Unforish Kamitam Kamachanal, Lorek Asim, Elomarabi, Kisad Rabbom Amazikla Kasasmi, Vash the Hotel in Kochin in the Lil, the Bada Kuru in the Robe, the Hirachi Kaysa Lier in the Sonic, which is Kisad Rabbom Dapla Amazikla Kasasmi. Dein Kike Doranise, aber Kleke Doranise und die Kasse der Quasi. Und auch so ein bisschen Rappel, aber noch darf die Bewehr. Wir sind Teil der Chomore und Mori. So only in case of the... What's that? I'll come over in 2 minutes. I'll come over in 2 minutes. I mean, can you call me in 5 minutes? Or let him leave the telephone? I'll call him. So, with Vapilu, Vapilu appears on the town. You must come and show you over the coolness maker. We bow and bear. We come and get my mind to talk no head. They have a reason. Elon Musk of the year, they have a saving. So the question is, The question is, if we're going to Ramadan, so going to Ramadan, are we in the Maskona of the Gemara? There is no kasha, because Rabbi is made it, that the first one is allowed to be saved. So remember, there was no problem with Shimon. How was he allowed to have a case of? There was no case of eyewitness yet. But until the Gemara came to the conclusion that Rabbi is made it, that the first one is allowed to be saved, except Bayam. So the Gemara assumed that Rabbi, that according to Rabbi, in any Nizek, in any Nizaki, not Afke Beya, but Mishro, Yerek, Haro, Imon, Beya, is not allowed to be saved there. He's not allowed to be saved on the first one. So why did the Gemara ask Kashas? From Imon, from Mishro, and Yerek, and Haro, and Beya, why didn't the Gemara ask a kasha from this Mishnah at all? The Mishnah of Dafshe comes before the Mishnah of Mishnah Yarek. The Mishnah of Mishnah Yarek is on the Afkabay. The Mishnah of Dafshe is on the Afkabay. We come on my own horror and our range here, and Mishnah Yarek, and say that it's on the Afkabay. We each live on the Osa Robin Ismich, and we'll mix it in the good fear of the Hezek. Abu Hoche, our kids are in the Mazikum, and we'll shake even in the Mayita Dafshe. So what does Tesis say? Tesis gives, in simple words, literally, Tesis is saying that this halacha of Dafshe is not based upon a chokes nizok. There is a principle of chokes nizok. In other words, that a neighbor is can be restrained in maintaining a mazik, a nuisance on his premises. But Dafshe is not a mazik, it's not even a nuisance. It's when he has stayed before, as the Ramban says. It only involves an inyan of Al-Tinna Tehmi Bolo, because it's not as a result of setting up a kesel within Daladamis from the other kesel that undermines the foundation. On the contrary, the foundation does not become weakened as a result of the kesel. But by setting up the kesel, he prevents the promotion of the strength of the foundation. So it's only an inyan of Menias HaRebach, of not of Mazik. So Mele, where does Rabbi say that the first one is not allowed to be Seineich when it's based upon Achokas Nizoki? But here it's not based upon Achokas Nizoki. So what? I mean, that's the shite of all the Shein in the Ramban, who say that the Tzchus of Dafshe only applies to a case of Rokach Miramelech of Zirich and Nahevkia. So is that Teisa Shite? If that is Teisa Shite, then Teisa should say the Dafshe applies only to a case of Rokach Miramelech. After all, Teisa asks all kinds of kashas, and the strongest kasha Teisa doesn't even mention. So Mishlani, if we say that Teisa is Chilek and the land Ramban, and that this Aloch of Dafshe applies even if it's not Likiyat Ramelech, then we can understand. But if we say that the Tesis agrees with the Rishayim, that the Schus of Dafshe only applies to a case of Rokach Miramelech, how is the Tesis of revenge? So we said before the Tesis is chilek on those Rishayim. Rokach Tesis says Rimes non-stop with Rav Yesi, Mitzvot Rima with Ferushin Maslis in the real Havanami Kivadolei, the Miyak Shesim Hakesel Rimea Dafshe. The adoption. But this Teisves certainly is highly competent on the base. And that's no kasha. Because the Teisves on the base says it Alim Derach. You see, Alim Derach. So Teisves on the base definitely holds that Dafshe comes within the concept of Hachokas Nizoki. But here Teisves says that it doesn't come within the concept of Hachokas Nizoki. So then the question arises, if it doesn't come within the concept of Chokas Nizoki, so then Teisa should say that the source of Dafshe is only Shaleh, if Rokach Miramelech. But Teisa doesn't say it. So how can we explain this Teisa? On one hand, this Teisa says, like Ramban, the Rosh Hashanah, Ramban gives the same text. So the Ramban, the Shito say, he says that the source of Dafshe applies only to the case of Rokach Miramelech. We understand. But Teisa doesn't say it. If Teisa doesn't say it, so the Shita is, even in an ordinary case, not Rokach Miramelech, where he inherited the grounds, the land, from his father, and his father from his father, and so on, and Yeshua Ben Nun, even in such a case. So, So this Chusovnachi applies according to Pinsley's. So if it does apply, so the melee could only be explained if we say like this is another base where he says according to the Rach, so Dachshi is like Yina Delay. But if Dachshi is like Yina Delay, so then the Halacha of Hobe of Chosel Nisra should apply, and the Atesu says that it doesn't apply. It doesn't apply. So we can explain this basis. This basis holds that Minyas Dachshi does not come within a Chosel Nisra, because it only involves Minyas Rebach. It only involves the elimination of the possibility of promoting the strength of the foundation. That's not Mazik. That's only Minyas Rebach. So then the question, so Moshech. So if it's only Minyas Rebach, it doesn't come in Hakotas Nizokin, and that's why everyone, even Rabbi, admits that it's Mutar Nismeir. So then it should only apply to the case of Lokamina Melech, and this is as mentioned. So apparently, the thing which he is that while it doesn't come within the concept of Achokas Nizokin, but it applies to every case, even if it's not the case of Lokamina Melech. So on what principle is it based? Now, at the beginning of the Basra, we mentioned that besides Achokas Nizokin, there is another source of common benefit. Let's say, like the schools of the Neuia to force each other to contribute towards the building of the fortress, towards the hiring of Shomrim, and let's say, and also the schools possessed by the Bria Chotzer to force each other to build a shah, in other words, and to engage in which to build a booth in which Shemir will keep away the Bnei Shusarabim from looking into the Chotzer. What is it based upon? Not the Chotzer Mizokin. It's not the Chotzer. It's not their Mizokin. It will be the history of the pedestrians. So why should Reuven be able to force Shimon to participate in the expenses involved in building a booth and the Shah in order to prevent the clear from the Bnei Shusarabim? So that's the source of common benefit. Of common benefit. So apparently, Dafshe also is a source of common benefit. So that's why there is a source here. Not upon Achokas Nizokin, but it even applies to a case where it's not Lokach Milamelech because of the source of common benefit.
Shira in Dalin Baba Basra, Chaf Iyo Hei Tov Shin Mem, May 6, 1980, on Tuesday.
Time, we left off with this basis. We come here in summer. So things are says to Kashi. The whole Yoma, the Rish Bilk in Los of Israel, come here in summer. So how was Shimon? Allow Shimon was the first one to educate him. And then, Reuven built the case, and then it was not bad. So the question is, the mother only raised the question, how was Reuven able to set out the first case? But the mother didn't test, how was Shimon allowed to set out the case? So it's taken for granted that Shimon, the first one, certainly had liked to build the case. But according to the mother, because of this way, so the mother should ask, how the first one, not the first, the Gemara asks, we come here, some of the first case cell by Reuven, how was it allowed to set it up? But the Gemara should ask, how was Shimon allowed to set up the case cell, even though there was no case cell by Reuven as yet? But what we say is that also this way, we believe in one dollar to be spilled in also this way, come here, some, but we will finish up in town, we must come and show the water we could in this way. The Babi Beya, because according to Ramatam's skill set of Elohim Rabine, Alamazi Babi is asking that only when there is an Ezek and Hobbe is made that the first one is allowed to be saying that. Hobbe only said the first one is not allowed to be saying that in connection with Beya, because he undermines the Beya immediately. But in respect to all other Ezekim, So what means made a tabaye, then the first one is allowed to be said there. So the mele we couldn't test. We couldn't test the kashe. We couldn't test the kashe. But through the Pirush HaMetam, the maskon is shore. So we couldn't test the kashe. So the kashe of Tetris is how is it that Gimorin, that whole Shakur Italian, does not raise any kashe against Robbe from the mission of Davshin. It's true that the Maskonet, the Gimorin says that Robbe is made of mission of the Smeich, but how does the Gimorin come to that Maskonet? Because of the kashe from Chal. But why couldn't the Gimorin as the kashe from Davshe? Become a report more than a shall be sure I have seen it. The age lima blows a rubber mismail, and when you said in good way or said, I will not have a cake in the mazik room, and when she gave him the mail to Davshe. So, in other words, what's the pshat in this is there? It's the Davshe is not based upon a hokas mizot. And we explained it according to Tainsmith, so the aloha of Davshe is based upon common benefit concept, like Kefi, the Achotze, the Libni Islahem, Pishah, and Kefi, the Libni Islahem, Chemo. So, in other words, whatever is for the common benefit of all the Achotze, so they can force each other to participate. So, here too, it's for the common benefit, and the Roshan of Rashi implies that. Rashi and the Bates, Davshe Bihoche, Malin Rosom, Mashedoshim Bilegel, Mishnei Aksomim, Tommy, Meyel Mishnei Aksomim, Bahakshis, Kapoes, Hisayis Aksomim, Royamundu. Why does Rashi mention Meyel Mishnei Aksomim? Who is concerned now with both Aksomim? The question is about Ruben. Hushimen was the first one to build the Kesel. Now Ruben wants to build the Kesel. He has to move away down the house. So in other words, so we are concerned with the might of Davshe possessed by Shimon. So Reuben can be forced to move away down Davis in order to provide Davshe for Shimon. Why does he talk about Neaxolim? So apparently from Rashi it appears that it's based upon a common benefit concept. So that's why Rashi emphasizes Mashidoshim Rego Mishne Aksolim Tomi Greyo Mishne Aksolim Bahakshis Kakoyis Hisiris Aksolim Velo Yomut. That's why Rashi says it. So, this is what he says. When does Rabbi say that the firstborn is not allowed to be Seinach either, even though at the time the firstborn is Seinach, puts up that time, the firstborn sets up in Mazik, near the border, so there is no Nizikas yet. In the end, he's going to become a Mazik. Mashaitim here is not on the base of Achokas Nizokim. He is never a Mazik. Even when the second one will try to win the case, he will still not be a Mazik. So in Melech, there is no Halochet or Osovismech. That's what they said. Now, so he said that this thesis is not in harmony with the thesis of the base, because thesis of the base, in explaining the sheet of the Rav, says, it's all the way to the Rav, it's all the way to the Rav, it's all the way to the Rav, it's all the way to the Rav. So that thesis assumes that the Rav's adoption is based upon Achotis Mizok, and not only Achotis Mizok is Tav, but even Kira Noe, even Rav Yerisa is way. And here thesis says that Avrocha HaKeisel in a Mazik room, so even according to Rabbonon is not a Mazik. So in other words, alright, it's different about the Teitzvah. Their Teitzvah says it. I'll leave the Shikha of the Rach, and here it's not a Teitzvah. It's not about a Teitzvah. Anyway, so we see that Teitzvah and Abish Beis holds that it's based upon HaKokas Mizokhi concept. Teitzvah here says it's not based upon HaKokas Mizokhi concept. Now, of course, many other Gesheim hold that Davshe is not based upon Achotis Nizokin. The Gesheim who applied the whole halacha of Davshe to the case of Lokat Milamelech, the Rashbam mentions in the name of Yashoyim Benavrom, so that it's only in the case of Rokach Mila Melech, but if it's not the case of Rokach Mila Melech, then there is no source of adoption. So, why not? Because it's not a Chotis Nizokin, it's only a medium of promoting the firmness, the sturdiness of the foundation. That's not Mazik, it's only, at most, it could be considered like Nia Sareva. But not Hachokis Nizokin. So that, and also the Mishemi, the Kongo Basre, and the Shinkubetzes mentions in the name of the Ram, the Kidushi Aranam Basre, they say that this Chutz of Dafshe has to refer to a case where Shimon was Zecher Nahef. So he acquired this Chutz. So they all hold that only in the case of Rokach Mila Melech, only in the case of Zecher Nahefkeah, otherwise there is no source of damage. So they also hold all these machines of Shlomo ben Rav Avraham and the Ram and the Litvo, that the damage is not based upon a Chotz Nizok. It's not based upon a Chotz Nizok. So why couldn't we say that this thesis, agrees with the Shita of Rashi and Avraham? The answer is, if this thesis agrees with the Shita of Rashi and Avraham, then thesis should have spelled out that the deed of Dafshe is only Shayach in the case of Rokach Mila Melech. How is that thesis not mentioned? So in other words, in the usual case, there is no source of Dafshe. Thesis is silent about it. So currently thesis Shita is that in the usual case, there is a source of Dafshe. And at the same time, Tesis here disagrees with Tesis on the base. He disagrees with Tesis on the base. So if he disagrees with Tesis on the base, so the melee, it couldn't be based upon a Chokas Nizokin. If a Chokas Nizokin, it's not based. Why? Because it's only a Meniyat Eivivov, as the Ramban says. So then he should say it only applies to a Chokas Nizokin. But Tesis Shite is that it applies to the usual case, even not Rokach Mila Melech, even not Zecher Nahefkeah. So we have to say that Tesis agrees with Rashi that the Chutz of Dafshe applies to the usual case, but it's not based upon a Chutz Nizokin concept, it's based upon the common benefit concept. Like Kevim Yachotza Libli Rubisha, or Kevim Yahia Libli's Lehem Chaim. And that's the notion of Rashi. So that's why Rashi says, now, let's the Rambam here in the Mishnayos, he raises two questions against this. Vinteva, he mentions Russian thesis, Kosovo thesis. Vinteva, we hope that Roma will be spirited. We also mislead, come here, Sonic. ואפילו הפיר שלמתם, ומסכון השובר רוב ומכור אל עצמך, ובאו מבריר, מכל מוקד, עמי לפורך מאוכל, דורי ש, אלו מיסטר יהיה, אני אצא, אלה סבור של פייסט, ויש לי מהדרום הרוב ומצמך, אלו מיוצא מגוף ועושה את זה, אבל רוב הקיצה למה זה קוד, אלו שכירו למה את הדם ש, עד כאן ש, so רב כבי יהיה raises two cashes, again in space, ותמור, על פשוט, ואפילו הפיר שלמתם, המים לפורך מיוחה, או מיוחה לגרעי, למה זה מקום שני דוריו, הוא נחייך, וגם מרבונון מרגיס, סבירו לראות את דמית המצמח, איך הם נשאר כמו מורה, ויהוא, נחמו את נמשמים, אבל הוא מוקיד ומובן, במים לבריקח, אך נמה יש לי מרוחה, במים לבריקח, הוציאה מוקיד, נצאתי שכה מרעי, בצורך אינגו, נאו, המקריה, איזה ביג מדי, תזבוש, sometimes it says so in tzatz, sometimes it says meyo mizot, sometimes it says it's wrong. Here it says so in God. In other words, he considers it as a strong kashi. So that's the first kashi. What is the first kashi? The first kashi is, Tetzve says, that even according to Rabbatah, that according to Maskona of Gimor, Eloma Rabbin, so Rabbi is made, that the Rishon is allowed to be saved. The only case, the only mask where Rabbi says that the Rishi is not allowed to be sitting near his grave because of Tumor and Mor. But the other is of Rishi, he had a Kabul grave. So, even there, all the other Mazikim, Rome is made by Bali, that the Rishi is allowed to be sitting near his grave. So he says, but still, Taser says, it's a cash, even according to another town. Why? Because how does the Gemara know that Rome is made by all other Maziki, that the Mishnah is allowed to be saved here? Because of the cash from the Mishnah of Chal. That's the only hecher. So why does the Gemara have to resolve from the cash? From Harvard, in order to come to the conclusion that Rabbi is made by all Masiki, that the Rishi is allowed to be saved. The Gemara could have mentioned the Kashi. Come to the conclusion that Rabbi is made there by all Maziki because of the Kashi from Mishnah Yerik and Chalman Vev. But the Mishnah of Mishnah Yerik, Chalman Vev, and Nachofei, why couldn't the Gemara ask the Kashi and come to the same conclusion from the Kashi, from the Mishnah of Dapshe, which is a Nachofei, that he calls a Treishe? There's a Kashi. So Rabbi is. No, the Gemara could not have asked any kasha from the mission of Dapshe. And the Gemara is forced to mention the kasha, Dapshe from the mission of Mishnah Yarek and Chalmud Vevel, but not from the mission of Dapshe, because the Gemara had raised the question against Rabbi from the mission of Dapshe, so the Gemara would have given that the same talent that the Gemara gives in connection with the Kashi from the mission of Hillel and Beir. So what kind of talent does the Gemara give? What kind of talent does the Gemara give? The Gemara says, Rochem Ha'eskim Berkeya. But Chalmud Vevel, really, so we could not give the talent Berkeya. Because that's the whole Shakuritai of the Gemara, the Chalmud Vevel. So the Gemara at first, I thought they said, in connection of Mishnah Yerek, also Berkeya. So I'm going to put it here. Even the Kiyach, my time in the Bible, Vori, my time in the Biesi, after Mishra Yerat Name, Elo Marabine. So that's the final Maskol of the Gemara, that Rabbi is made by all Maziki. Elo Marabine. Why? Because the Gemara could not apply the Mishneh of Mishra Yerat and Chalam and Vere to the Kiyach. To the Kiyach. Mashiach came, when the Gemara asked the Kashi of his Rabbi from the Mishnah of Ilan and Beira, the Gemara gave a very simple text, Rochem Ha'eskim Berkeach. So if the Gemara has a Kashi against Rabbi from the Mishnah of Dapshe, so the Gemara could have given the same text as the Gemara gives in connection with the Kashi from Ilan and Beira, Rochem Ha'eskim Berkeach. So that's why the Gemara was forced to prove that this Aloha, that Rome is made by all Maziki except Veir from the mission of Mishnah Yarek and Chalmud Vevel, not from the mission of Dapshe, because insofar as the mission of Dapshe is concerned, so the Gemara could have said, Hochem Ma'askino, Hochem Ma'askino Berikeya, this is what this Rabbi Levias, first Kashi, it really helps yourself, that you need to do some time, I don't know, Hochem Ma'askino, Lamzeh. Because you need to live. Ulechia, the Gamgabunon, the Rebbeis, Svirale, we love the Buddha of Mishnech, the Shaya for more and more. The whole, the Kmoyti Mishan in our Lilo, Kidom Nibeya, the Maya of Rikea, Ochanami Yishlim Ahoche, the Maya of Rikea, Chotzi Amoti Mitzotis Chavele, it's all of him go. So that's the first question of Hakimei against Jesus. Teisa says, that even according to Ramatam, the Gemara is difficult. Why doesn't the Gemara mention the Kashi and come to the conclusion that Rabbi is made by all Maziki? Why doesn't the Gemara deduce this proposition that Rabbi is made by all Maziki? That the first one is the same from the Mishnah of Dapshe. Why does the Gemara have to resort to the Mishnah, the Savior of the Mishnah, the Mishnah that Rabbi? That's the Mishnah. So Rabbi says, no, the Gemara could not ask the Kashi from the mission of Darshi, because insofar as the mission of Darshi is concerned, so he could very well have answered that the Tochma is going to be Gaya, but mission of Yara Kaval and Draven we cannot apply to the Gaya. That's how we think that's first question. Now, but if you take a look into the Kedushi Arashbo, so the Arashbo adds one thing. So the Ramban gives it terets, one terets. The Ramban himself also has this kashe, and he gives two tochutzi. One terets, the second terets by the Ramban, and the same terets is the terets given by Deutsches. That here it's not a meaning of a kohet nizoki. Here it's a meaning of mineatik before. He just refrains from accommodating a shimen. When Reuven refuses to move away the Adamus from Shimon's case, he is not mazik in any way, he doesn't say that he's mazik. He just refuses to give chesed to Shimon. From a coming, he refuses to accommodate Shimon in enabling him to promote the sturdiness and the firmness of the character as a result of the stepping upon by pedestrians. So that's the Teretz of Teitzves, and that's the second Teretz of the Ramban. And then the first Teretz of the Ramban is the Teitzves. According to that it's, the first one is not allowed in the same year, so Shimon is not allowed to set up a case in the Ramban. So how is it that the Mishnah here only talks about Reuven, but nothing wrong with Shimon? The answer is this Mishnah has reference to the case were original. So Reuven and Shimon decided by mutual consent, they decided that they'll both set up caseless near the border. But then, Shimon set up a case near the border, and Reuven set up a case near the border. And then Reuven's case near the border fell down. And then Reuven wants to set up to rebuild the case cell again near the border. So then Shimon can be knocking, because Shimon says, all right, originally we agree, but now that this case cell fell down, now I don't want to be so good natured. And you can't rebuild. So that's the first letter of Ramban. So he said, Peter Lena, keep me shashim, keep me both in peace. So, Allah, the organization of Allah, Christian, Hovishi, Soma, the Lord, the Mahoka, both in Mosara, the Mitzah, and the Smir. We will take up Hoka, Kish, the Soma, Hovishi, the Shoes. There's Ramban's Terez, Holy Mashma. So he says, it's not Mashma that the Mishnah is reference to such a case. We heard it. Don't man if you can come it, I will be big going the highway, say, Ellen, what's okay, is Lizzy, shall I obey me? All my bikinis, she or walking, I can sell the hood of the saddle, the lawyer she installed with me, the chef shall I stay on it, today she will be your habit and come to a moho, last is case cell, will you install with glasses, ha hoke, michelet. So the Rashbo says, no, we couldn't say that this Mishneh of Dakshe has reference to a case where the Vishay at first gave the where they both consented originally that Shimon can set up a case on the other board because there would be, we couldn't say that the Mishneh has reference only to such a case, but in any other case where they didn't consent that they should be allowed to set up a case cell near the border, then one has to move away the Aladamis from the border. Because from the first Mishnah of Basra, it's much more the other way. The first Mishnah of Basra says that so they can force each other to build the case cell to protect each other against the Zikriye. But the Biko, so Mokim Shinrah was only to the Stambiko in the highway said, Elohim Hotzo, K days, Lizir Shalayu Bein, So that means that if two Ashufim, Shechem, Nibikor, and if one wants to build the Hezekiah to protect himself, if one wants to be protected against the Hezekiah, he cannot force the other to participate in the building of the Kesem. But he has to put the whole Kesem at his own expense and his own grounds. He has to build the whole Kesem. So it's mashma that all he has to do is just to move away beyond the borderline. But beyond the borderline, he can build the Kesem. But if there is a halacha that the first one is not allowed to build the Kesem, because he might become a potential mazik in case the second one will build the Kesem. So this one will interfere with the Daksha rights with the Daksha rights, with his Daksha rights, so the melee of the second one. So why does the Mishnah say that in words of Kinsel's Yashalay Ubeine, the implication is all he has to do is just a mashing beyond the borderline? No, it's not enough for him to move a mashing beyond the borderline. He has to move way to others beyond the borderline. Not just Kinsel's Yashalay, a mashing beyond the borderline. This is borderline. So, what's the case of Shalei? He can set up the case right here. No! He should move away to Amis. Because suppose the other should take the next day, or a month later, or a year later, will decide also to build the case out. So why should he move away down to Amis? So let him move, let the Mishnah say that in Hotzo, Kate is that Beis Amis is such a little, and the Mishnah doesn't say that. So it's an ayah from this Mishnah. Then the first one, that when the Mishnah, that from Beis says that there is a schus of Daksha, and one has to move away, Daldamis, in order not to interfere with the Daksha, so it's only the second one. But the first one of the Kesem does not have to move away. So we couldn't say that this Mishnah has reference only to a case where there was mutual consent at the very outset. So in the melee, we can answer a big discussion against Tesis. What is the big arrest? How can Tesis say that if we come to Rabatah, it's kosher? Because true that the Kohen must come. So what is made by all Masiki? That the first one is allowed to be say Meir, but how does the boy come to that Masponis and his old the Kashi from Shiria and how good wearing? But why doesn't the Gemore deduce this proposition that Rabbi is made by Roma Ziki on the basis of the Kashi from the Mishnah of Dakshe, which is on that base? Why does the Gemore have to resort to this conclusion on the basis of the Mishnah that okay? So Rabbi Kveger, that's his discussion. So Rabbi Kveger says, no, the Gemore couldn't, if the Gemore couldn't test the Kasha from the Mishnah of Dabshe. Because if the Gemore had mentioned the Kasha from the Mishnah of Dabshe, so the Gemore could have given a simple tenet that the Mishnah of Dabshe has reference to the case of Ikea. No, the answer is no. The Gemore couldn't have given the tenet that the Mishnah of Dabshe has reference to the case of Ikea. Because if the Mishnah of Dabshe has reference only to the case of Ikea, but if not Ikea, so then the first one is not allowed to build the case of either. So why does the first Mishnah say that by Biko, in words of Kesem Yisrael? So that answers Rabbi Kveger's question. Alright, now then Rabbi Kveger has another question. Gautamuan, Bimah de Osu Hakushi, Dabtel Rob, Bechim Rabbi Kam Diche, Dabtel Masfam. Then the second kasha is, Taser says that the kasha is only Awil Rav, but Awil Rabaye, there is no kasha. Because Awil Rabaye, the Rishay is allowed to be sent there. And according to Rabbi Tam, there is no kasha against Rabbi Awil Maskone, only Awil Rav. Because Rabbi Tam, the Regantur Maskone, Homibura, Bishuddin, the Chav, to Abaya, the hero of the town. We hope the Maskoy Rabbi Yezi, the Matar Chal, Hanin the Poli, we the Breche, Hotin of Israel Yerek. Aber Chal, we are Mutter Mismeir, Abu Baubeir, the Kirin is all of the area, we come again, ye Mutter, we are Chal, Gamti Lam Lepo in the Apple. The Emily, Kim Dago Gamti Lam Jason, the Fairy, so Hoyn, and so Mark. Παλό αφήνων, γραμμών, πέδι μου μάσκα με χάρο. Μη βουέρα, ήμου ο ιός μόρα την πέδι μάσκα με χάρο. Χάβες βιόλεν στον τραγόν μου, μη μέδι τραγέσι. Χάβες βιόλεν, λαχάτε με χάρο, μη τάμα λάω, κι μη